8. Use I statements. One of the best techniques to confront conflicts is the use of I statements. This is a constructive way to assertively deal with difficult situations. There are two simple steps in formulating an I statement. Describe the behavior or the situation that's a problem for you. When the kitchen is left a mess, when the phone rings and rings, when clothes are left all over the floor, when I hear a raised voice, and then describe your response to this behavior or situation. Your response might be an emotion. I feel hurt, angry, helpless, guilty, or an action. I yell, withdraw, want to walk out of the room. Examples of I statements are, when the clothes are left all over the floor, I get angry and feel like walking out of the house. Or, whenever I try to hug or kiss you, it seems that you pull away. I feel rejected and cut off in my efforts to connect. I statements can be used when you're not quite sure what to say, but you need to open the discussion. They're intended not as a means of resolving issues, but as a way to begin the process of constructively working through your challenges as a couple. The most effective I statements are expressed not to force mates to change, but rather to let them know how you feel about your interactions. Sometimes the most important person you're making the I statement for is yourself. It can clarify in your own mind what is happening and how you feel about it. Saying you did this or you did that is almost always a way to trigger a defensive reaction and start a fight. Try to avoid using the word you, but describe the behavior or the action instead. When using this method to share a personal viewpoint with your mate, give a concise summary of your reaction to the problem. Using I statements might be viewed as a simple way to give your husband or wife a wake-up call. In some instances, this may be all that's necessary to prompt your mate to change his or her behavior in a way that solves the problem and therefore eliminates your negative responses. This should not, however, be your expectation. Communicating in this fashion merely signals your displeasure about something in a non-threatening way. Thus, it's less likely to provoke the defensive reaction common when an individual receives negative feedback. How your husband or wife chooses to respond to your I messages is up to him or her. The reaction will also be influenced by a variety of other factors.